So we began yesterday looking at this halacha of being soimeich geula letfila. And it all began because we were medayik, the lashon of the Gemara. It says, first you say kriya shema, which means together with the brachas of geula, and then you daven. So the Gemara says, well, that definitely sounds like the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, that you're being soimeich geula letfila. Gemara then brought that Rabbi Shua ben Levi disagreed, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that no, there is no halacha. You do not have to be semach geula letfilah when it comes to Maariv, only Shachris. Just adjusting the camera. Is the camera okay? Is it clear?
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So now the discussion is everybody agrees that you've got to be semach geula letfilah when it comes to the morning, because that's the main zman of Geula, because that's when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. The question is there also a chiyuv of Geula letfilah at night? Rabbi Yochanan says, yes. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, not. What is the machlokes? So if you remember, we began saying yesterday, the Gemara explains that the machlokes can really be explained in two ways, either based on pure logic or based on the psukim. So have a look again at the very last thin line, the last narrow line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, "B'mai komiflagi." What is the machlekes? What is the underlying understanding between machlekes between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yechanan? Says the Gemara, ibois emakro, ibois emasvara. This could be explained either based on the pasuk or logic, and the Gemara begins with logic. Ibois emasvara, the Rabbi Yechanan savar guula me urta nami hava. Urta means the evening. The guula also began at night, even though it didn't finish at night. But as we know, it began at night. Elo geula ma'alaisa, but the complete geula lo'yhava elo atzafra, only took place in the morning. Says Rabbi Yochanan, as far as I'm concerned, even though the geula only came to a conclusion in the morning, but it doesn't mean that at night nothing happened at all. It definitely did. And therefore, because the geula begins at night, night therefore is also a zman of geula, and it's appropriate, therefore, to be semach geula letfilah when it comes to night as well. V'Reb Shua ben Levi sovar that no, kiven d'lo havia elo mitzafra, because the geula only came to a conclusion in the morning, lo have a geula malaisa, it's not considered a complete geula. Okay, so that's based on logic. Do you look at the conclusion of the geula, or do you even look at the preliminary stages of the geula? Reb Yochanan says that you even look at the preliminary stages of the geula, which is at night, and that's why there's a din of being semach geula letfilah at night, whereas Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that no. Shua ben Levi says that you only look at the completion of the geula, and if you only look at the completion of the geula, so mameila, that happens to be in the morning. Fine. That's the way you can explain the machlekes based on logic. How do you now explain the machlekes based on the pasuk? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. The boy is ema on the third line. The boy is ema kra. This could also be explained based on the pasuk. I'm just adjusting the camera again. I'm sorry. This could also be based on the pasuk. Why? What does it say in the pasuk? V'shneim mikra echad darshu, and both of them are actually coming from the same pasuk. It's the identical pasuk, which leads them to different conclusions. Why? What does it say? Says the Gemara. Which pasuk are they coming from? Diksev b'shachbacha uvkumecha. It says, when do you recite Kriya Shema? When you lie down, meaning in the evening, uvkumecha when you get up in the morning. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, makish shchiva lekima. You've got to compare, if these are written in the same phrase, in the same pasuk, b'shachbacha uvkumecha, so you've got to now compare them. You're comparing Shchiva to Kima. You've got to compare the nighttime Kriya Shema to the daytime Kriya Shema. And if that's the case, what's the obvious conclusion? Ma Kima. Just like in the morning, when you get up, what do? Kriya Shema va'achar kach tefillah, that everybody agreed. Everybody agrees when it comes to the morning, you first do Kriya Shema. And then you do tefillah. So if we have a hekesh, we have a comparison between Kriya Shema at night to Kriya Shema in the morning, so then we would say, just like in the morning, you do Kriya Shema and then tefillah, af shchiva nami, so to when you go to bed at night, also Kriya Shema v'achar kach tefillah. That's how, therefore, this is not based on logic, rather this is based on the pasuk. If you're comparing nighttime Kriya Shema to daytime Kriya Shema, so just like in the day you do Kriya Shema first, so too in the night you do Kriya Shema first. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, I agree with you that you've got to study the pasuk, and I agree to you, you've got to do a hekesh between Shchiva and Kima, but I get to the opposite conclusion, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi savar that no, makish Shchiva lekima, you've got to indeed compare the Kriya Shema at night when you go to bed to the Kriya Shema in the morning when you wake up. And you'll reach the following conclusion. Ma kima Kriya Shema samuch lemitasei. Just like when you get up in the morning, Kriya Shema is closer to when you are in bed than the tefillah. Because first is the Kriya Shema. Is af shchiva nami Kriya Shema samach lemitasei. So too, when you go to bed, the Kriya Shema should be in closer proximity to when you go to bed than the tefillah, which means first you should daven and then you should say Kriya Shema. So if you say Kriya Shema later, then it's closer to going to bed. So therefore, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, I agree, you've got to look at this pasuk. I agree, you learn from the Hekesh, but the Hekesh actually gives you the opposite conclusion. Okay, so we have a machlekes. As we all know, of course, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. The same of Geula leTefillah, even at night. So we first say Kriya Shema, and then we say Tefillah. Says the Gemara, Mosiv Mar Brei Deravina. So Mar Brei Deravina asked the following kash. It says, Be'erev, in the evening, mevorech shtayim lefoneho, v'shtayim lachareho. You make two brachas before Kriya Shema and two brachas after Kriya Shema. Now, of course, we know this is exactly what we do. What are the two brachas before Kriya Shema? Hamariv Aravim, followed by Avas Oilam, Oyev Amo Yisrael. Those are the two brachas prior to Kriya Shema. What are the two brachas after Kriya Shema? Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, and then Hashkiveinu Shemir Amo Yisrael Lo'ad. Those are the two before and the two after. Says the Gemara, what's the problem? Ve'i Omrat, and if you're going to say, Bo'i Lismoich Koma, if you're going to tell me that we require a juxtapositioning, like Rabbi Yochanan does, between Geula and Tefillah, what's going on? Holoi kosomach Geula leTefillah. I'm sorry to tell you that Geula is actually not in close proximity to Tefillah. Why not? Doho bo'i lemeimar hashkiveinu? Question mark. if you're saying two brachas after Kriya Shema, first Goal Yisrael and then Hashkiveinu, well then Goal Yisrael is not being juxtapositioned to Shmona Esra, because you are interrupting with Hashkiveinu. So Bishlaima, according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's very good, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that there is no chiyuv to be simach geula letfilah at night. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says you are, well, where is the being simach geula letfilah if you're interjecting with Hashkiveinu? Says the Gemara, don't worry, Omri, kiven de takinu rabbonon hashkiveinu kegeula arichta damya. To interrupt with your own interruption, yes, you're right, that would be violating the chiev to be seimach geula letfilah. But if you're interrupting not with your own interruption, you didn't say, hello, how are you? Rather, you interrupted, you interjected with Chazal's insertion, then we view it all as one long discussion about the Geula. Goal Yisrael Hashkiveinu, it's all like one bracha, and says the Gemara, I can prove it. What's the proof? Because if you're not going to say so, do you realize you're going to get stuck? Because what about in the morning? What about in the morning? When it comes to the morning, how are you telling me that you're being semech geula letfilah? So even in the Shachris, where it is indeed the last bracha before Shmona Esra, Goal Yisrael, however, didn't Rabbi Yechanan say that you have to first say Hashem Sosai Tiftach? And if you say Hashem Sosai Tiftach, so once again, it turns out that you're not actually juxtapositioning Geula LeTfilah, because you're not following Goal Yisrael with the words of Tfilah, rather you are interjecting with Hashem Sosai Tiftach. So what's going to have to be the answer? Elo Hosam kim de takina rabbonon lemeimer Hashem sosai tiftach ketfilo arichta damya. The answer is because Hashem sosai tiftach, again, is not your own personal interruption. You are not allowed to interrupt by saying hello to your friend or anybody between geula and tefillah. But over here, it was Chazal's insertion. So when Chazal added the words Hashem sosai tiftach, they added that as an addendum to the tefillah. So Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is considered to be part of the tefillah. So if we ask ourselves a question, where does the tefillah actually start? According to this, it begins Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. If that's the case, so you really are being semach geula letfilah, because after Goal Yisrael, the next words are Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. If that's the case, then we can say the same at night. Hachanami kim de takinu rabbon lemeimer hashkiveinu kegeula arichta damya. So too, just like in the morning, Hashem Sfosai is part of tefillah, so too in night, hashkiveinu is part of the geula. And if it's part of the geula, then we really are considered to be semach geula letefillah, not only in the morning, but also at night. So now, if you have a Shulchan Aruch open in front of you or a Mishnah Brura, have a look at Siman Reish Lamed Vav. So if you have a Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Vav.
Yep.
There you have it?
Yep.
Now, it says a Shulchan, I don't know, is Nachum still with us? Because we're going to now address the question that Nachum asked yesterday.
Lamed Vav.
Nachum seems to have disappeared. We're in Reish Lamed Vav, 236. Okay, we'll resume. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to learn Sif Aleph, Beis and Gimel. Aleph, Bo'erev Mevorech Shtayim Lifnei Kriyashma U'Shtayim L'Achareho. Okay, not a chiddush. This is what we do every night, and this is indeed exactly what the Gemara just told us. But in the evening, we do two brachas before Kriyashma and two brachas after Kriyashma. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel, towards the end, about five lines from the end of Sif Katan Gimel. Welcome back. Now we're going to address the question that you asked yesterday about what's better, to start davening together with a tzibur or geula l'tfila, if in theory somebody would come late to daven. Either way, we're in the Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says two brachas before and two brachas afterwards. So look at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, and you've gotten Gimel. Va'af al gav. The kaimalon, the tzarech lismoich geula l'tfila af ba'arvis. Even though we hold la'alacha that there's a din of being semach geula l'tfila even by ma'ariv. Because it's all light, one gula, which is exactly what we just saw in the Gemara. So the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Gemara. So it's all considered like to be one gula arichta, and therefore hashkivenu is not considered to be an interruption. Fine. Now look back at Sif Beis. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis, very important halachas. We'll see how much we can chaparayim. Ein lesaper bein geula da'arvis letfila. Do not talk, do not interrupt between the bracha of geula and tfila, even at night. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom line, the Sif Katan Dalet. Shegam ba'arvis mitzvah. Lismoich geula letfila. This is exactly what we saw in our Gemara. We passed in our Rabbi Yechanan. But even at night, we also have to be semach geula letfila. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion, right at the bottom of the page, Sif Katan Beis, Va'omru Chazal in Brachas Davdalad on the base, Ezehu ben Oilem Abba, Zeh Asimach geula shal arvis, letfila shal arvis. This is the one who's semach geula letfila even at Arvis. This is where we paskin. Fine. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter. Look back in the Shulchan Aruch. Va'af hanoyagin loyma shmoyne esra shmoyne osa psukim v'yiru einenu. All of us come from Chutz La'aretz. We remember that in Chutz La'aretz, after Shemir Amo Yisrael Ohad, what do they say? They say all the psukim. Baruch Hashem lo'olam amen v'amen, etc., etc. Ein lahafsik ben yireinenu letfila. Okay. Umiu, ma shemachriz shliach tzibur shchoydesh ben kaddish letfilas arves lo yava hafsik. If on leil rosh chodesh the gabbai wants to bang on the table and announce yale v'yovoi, that's no problem. Kiven shehu tzirech hatfila. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin. What does that mean? It's the Tzorech HaTfilah. A Hefsek, as we know, is only when you interrupt with something unrelated. But to announce Ya'ala V'yavo is not unrelated. It's very much related. It's the Tzorech HaTfilah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'lav Dafka, not only Likroy Olahachriz Shurush Chodesh Udei Raisa. Don't make a mistake of thinking that we're only allowing you to announce Yalla V'Yovel in Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh is a Da'iraisa Yom Tov. No! Oy l'achris talumata, or maybe you'll think you're allowed to announce talumata she'im yitu tzorich lachzer. Because there the mistake is so severe that if you don't remember to say the same talumata, you've got to repeat Shemona Esra. So maybe that's why it's considered very, very necessary in a tzorich hatfilah. Elafilu l'achris al hanisim. Shapir Domi, even if you want to announce Alanisim, what does that mean, even? Despite the fact that, number one, Hanukkah is only a Yom Tov Midrabbanan. Number two, if you forget Alanisim, you do not need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Nonetheless, you're allowed to announce it. Shapir Domi, absolutely no problem. And Mishnah Berurah explains the Chiddush. Even though Shim Yitu Gamkein ain't Sarach Lachzer, even though, despite the fact that you may make a mistake, you do not need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, nonetheless, we call Mokaim Hutzerech Tfilah. Fine. Okay.
Do they address why we say Kaddish by Marav, but we don't say Kaddish by Shacharis?
It's a good point. Mishnah Berurah, does he speak about it? I can't see that we do.
Well, there's a difference because by Shacharis, we said a Kaddish before Yishtabach, after Yishtabach. Whereas by Marav, the only Kaddish we say is the one after Hashkivenu. There's only one Kaddish in each case.
Right.
But there has to be a Kaddish. There's a Kaddish in each case.
Yeah. Yes, I can't see the Mishnah Berurah talks about it over here. But either way, look in the Shulchan Aruch from Nachum, because now he addresses your question that you asked yesterday. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel. If you remember, your question was, Rav Nachum, as far as I remember, what happens if somebody comes to shul late? And if he now says Kriya Shema and all the brachas, you will not begin Shemoneh Esrei together with a tzibur. So you only are considered to be davening with a tzibur if you begin davening with a tzibur. If you join the tzibur whilst they're in the middle of their Shemoneh Esrei, that's not considered tefillah b'tzibur. You have to start at the same time. So on the other hand, we have a bit of a debate over here. On the one hand, I've got a chiyuv to be seimach geula l'tefillah. On the other hand, tefillah b'tzibur. One of them is going to have to give. Because if I do kriya shema and then geula and then tefillah, that's very nice. So I've got the maila of being seimach geula l'tefillah, but then I've lost tefillah b'tzibur. And if I don't do kriya shema with geula and I do tefillah b'tzibur, well, then I've lost kriya shema. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Motza tzibur shekaru kriya shema. What happens if you find a tzibur who have recited kriya shema v'roitzim la'amoid b'tfilah, and they are now ready to say Shemoneh Esrei? Yispalel imohem. That's the psak. It's better to start davening with them, and only afterwards you'll read Kriya Shema with the brachas. It's true, you're going to be losing out the maila of Sema Gula L'Tfilah, but look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis. We'll come back to Yud Aleph in a second. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Beis, the Tfilah Betzibur Odif Mismichas Gula L'Tfilah the Aramis.
when the Rav says davening with the tzibur, what is that window? Like if you're a slow Shema guy and it takes you, you start 30 seconds after the Shliach Tzibur does.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's not Lechat Chila. You should be starting all at the same time. There's no window. You should be starting at the same time. Everyone should be finishing Gaal Yisrael together.
It's a problem in a fast minyan.
It's a problem in a fast minyan. It's also a problem, very, very annoying problem, when you have a small minyan, for example. Like in our shul here in Gimel, for Shachar, sometimes we have a very small minyan for Shachar, so you have a few latecomers. So now, we want to begin Shmoina Esra. We want to begin with 10 people. So we look around, and there's about 8 people who are ready to start, and there's 2 people blissfully trawling their way through and Kriya Shema with not a care in the world because they came late. So not only do they come late to shul, first problem. Not only do they not know the halacha which dictates they should have skipped out some of Psukah de Zimra, not only is there a lack of Bein Adam Nechaveiro because it's causing Tircha de Tzibura, but let's say, for example, you've got 2 or 3 or 4 people cruising their way through Psukah de Zimra and Kriya Shema. Well, as soon as 2 of them are finished, we've now got 10. So we'll begin Shmona Esra. And this other fellow still saying Kriya Shema has just lost out, Philip of Tzibur. So it's about 4 Averas for the price of 1. Come late, Tircha de Tzibura, lack of knowledge of the halacha, and missed out Philip of Tzibur. What should he have done? Well, obviously he shouldn't have come late. But if he did come late, there's halachas in the Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to skip some parts of Psukah de Zimra, and therefore you say Kriya Shema and then Shmona Esra with the Tzibur.
Another problem.
Again, Shmona Esra, it's almost the same thing. If somebody wants to be Maruch in the Shmona Esra, and you say you only have 11 guys in the shul. It's the same thing, right?
That's also very, very annoying. So it's a very delicate situation because you've got 9 people, let's say, who are finished. You're waiting for the 10th, and you've got 2 people who are doing a Gansa, long Yom Kippur Ne'ilah Shmona Esra, which is all very nice and wonderful, but it's causing Tircha de Tzibur.
Right. In fact, Rav Kornfeld has told our Shlichei Tzibur that we're not supposed to wait for him.
So I just told the same to my Tzibur over here this morning, yeah. Okay, now have a look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph. So definitely the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that Tfilah but Tzibur is more important than you do Kriya Shema afterwards. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, you've got Yud Aleph. V'roitzim lamoid betfilah, you have people there who now are waiting to daven. V'im, however, heim oiskim adayin bebirkas Kriya Shema. If they're not waiting to daven Shmona Esra, means they're still actually in the brachas of Kriya Shema, v'hu mashair, and he estimates she'adchi agiu atzibur Shmona Esra yuchal loymar Kriya Shema berkaseh atshem Yisrael ad, then yasekein. Okay, so if you come late, and you think to yourself, okay, let's have a look at my watch. I think if I say Kriya Shema quickly with the brachas, I'll be able to do so. Then obviously you should do that. Even if it means, as he says, missing out, Baruch Hashem lo'olam, amen v'amen, in Chutz La'aretz. So then you get the best of both worlds, because then you're saying Kriya Shema with the brachas, and you're being same ma'gu'ul le'tfilah, and you're also doing tfilah b'tzibur.
The same thing applied with Hashkiveinu?
Ooh, right.
Ooh, good question. I don't think so, no.
I often find that I'm basically Shliach Tzibur has already finished Hashkivinu and I'm up the Gal Yisrael.
Change shul.
That's one good thing about the Gra, we don't have that problem.
Why, everyone be having a nice pace?
Yeah, pretty much. You just taught me a Hebrew. You just taught me a new Hebrew word because you said Mishair. I always see by the Zmani Tefillah that they post Yizkor Mishuar, such and such.
Means estimated, right?
Yes, estimated. And now I see the verb Mishair.
Mishair. I remember my father used to tell me a joke about the shul in London. They davened so quickly, they were in such a rush to get out. that they didn't even give aliyahs to anybody who had two names. Now, look again at the Mishnah Berurah, so you've gotten Yud Beis. It says that you should daven with them, says Mishnah Berurah, the Tefillah HaBetzibur Adifa. That's better, more important is the concept of Tefillah HaBetzibur, Mi Mismach Geula LeTefillah DaArvis. Look at the Shar HaTzion at the bottom of the page, Sukkot and Ches. Very, very important. Aval B'Shachris Odif Mitzvahs Smichas Geula LeTefillah Mi Tefillah HaBetzibur. When it comes to Shachris, however, then the concept of smicha gula l'tfila is paramount and it overrides tfila b'tzibur. So putting aside tircha de tzibura and all of that, but the people who are sitting cruising their way through Kriya Shema, technically speaking, are correct. Because if they would now miss out Kriya Shema and do tfila b'tzibur, well, then they're not being semach gula l'tfila. And in the morning, you have to be semach gula l'tfila. Says the Sharet Sim Baal Kain, Im Bo Le'ezra Savoyseinu.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. He's frozen.
Uh-oh.
He's frozen. In the middle of the summer, he's frozen. Hasn't happened in a long time.